This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to News World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. We'll talk just a little bit about the lies they told today in front of the ICE director as he got interrogated by Democrats. Trump says we have the hottest country in the world. Scott Wiener, it's a bit of a throwback, but kind of a revealing bit of audio about the LGBTQ people ending up on the sex offender registry. Jasmine Crockett now forced to change back her accent. All that and so much more. Emails and other things coming up in the final hour. Now, there's just this thing we're going to have to endure. And that thing is this. Democrats, as you know, they're all communists. They brought in foreigners because the mass importation of foreigners is the essential thing to destroy Western civilization. They brought in 20 million of them under Joe Biden. They now intend to keep as many of them here as humanly possible to ensure they'll finally be able to conquer and destroy the country the way they want to. They've also convinced their idiot base that this is a good thing. They've convinced their idiot base that they're going up again, that ICE people are Nazis and border patrols the Gestapo and all the stupid things Democrats say. Well, now that they've staked out this position, and now that they have programmed the average Democrat into this way of thinking, now they have to fight like that. Democrats do this all the time. They walk themselves into a fight they can't walk out of. You can't point to ICE and say, Nazi, 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 I'm going to fight them. And then eventually stop fighting them because you already programmed your cult followers to believe that that person's a Nazi. So now they're going to demand you fight like you're fighting a Nazi. You see what I'm saying? Every Democrat now, top to bottom, they all have to brag about what stance they have on ICE or Border Patrol, and they all have to do it now. Here's Kathy Hochul, governor of New York.
We also are saying if ICE tramples on your constitutional rights, you should have a private right of action to sue them. And we have cases all over the state of New York where those rights have been violated. So we already proposed that. But I realized I want local police officers focused on local crimes. To the extent that we have this bloated agency now, you heard $75, $85 billion agency that's dedicated to just taking people off our streets without any cause. We want to make sure that our local police are not complicit in that.
No matter who you are as a Democrat, you have to take some bold stance against ICE and Border Patrol. It's exhausting. Now, you have to lie about that. You have to lie about the reasons, because the truth is this current version of ICE, it's way too nice. I didn't even mean for that to rhyme. It's way too nice. I mean, I have a headline here. Borders are warned. Immigration operations should be targeted to keep the faith of the American people. And I understand what they're saying. The American people won't tolerate mass deportations because we're soft and dumbed down from years of communist indoctrination. But right now, ICE really is just taking the worst of the worst, the most disgusting scum from every country around the globe. We're all brought here by Democrats, and now we're going to get them out. But if you're a Democrat, you have to lie about that, you see. You have to convince all those soccer moms out there, as many of them as you can, that ICE is just deporting the gardeners. What are you going to do without the nanny? Can you even change a diaper without Lupe? So they have to lie. But that brings us back to what we talk about, how comfortable they are with lying. Communists think about lying the way you think about telling the truth. They're never embarrassed. You're never going to shame them. You're never going to convince them that it's wrong. They're fighting a revolution. And so they'll tell the biggest, most brazen lies in the world without hesitation. That's what they do. So here's a good example. Benny Thompson, one of the true scummy members of the Democrat Party. Remember, he was involved in that January 6th commission. That's another story entirely. Benny Thompson sits down with Todd Lyons. He's asking questions. Do you know what's on display behind Benny Thompson? Because it's radio, before I play him for you, I'll have to describe it. What's on display behind Benny Thompson is an image of ICE officers holding a gun to a head of Alex Pretty. Here's the problem. The image isn't real. It was created by artificial intelligence. It's an AI image. And it's not like this threw Benny Thompson for a loop. We talked about this all last week and the week before. The communists created a fake image about ICE executing this guy, and they started circulating it. And now they all know it's a lie because immediately everyone sniffed it out. Wait a minute, that's a lie, that's a lie. One of the guys, this is one of the best parts of it, one of the agents in it doesn't even have a head. When they created the agent, they accidentally erased some guy's head, so it's obvious it's AI. And yet, sitting here on the House of Representatives in a hearing, Benny Thompson has this image large as life behind him. Because communists lie about everything all the time.
Killing him in broad daylight. In the video of the incident, a DHS agent can be seen cheering Mr. Pretty's death. Americans watch the video in horror. Yet once again, Secretary Noem gaslit the public, made up a demonstrably false story.
They just lie. Speaking about a false story, ICE goes to apprehend a dad, a criminal. The dad is with his five-year-old son. The dad, because he doesn't want to be arrested and deported, leaves his five-year-old boy behind. ICE, obviously, takes the boy in, care for him. Someone has to feed him, provide him shelter, figure out where to stay. The communists took that image of ICE with the boy, and they just simply started telling people that ICE is arresting five-year-old boys. A verified lie. It's a lie. It's not true at all. Eric Swalwell had a chance to interview Todd Lyons, the director of ICE today, and asked him if he intended to resign because of a story they just made up.
Mr. Lyons, will you resign from ICE?
No, sir, I won't.
Why not?
Because, sir, that child that you're showing right there, the men and women of ICE took care of him when his father abandoned him and ran from law enforcement.
They just lie. It's just like breathing for them. You try to tell the truth in every way you can. And you try to tell the truth because your moral framework, wherever you get it from, your parents or the church or wherever it is, wherever you get it from, it tells you that honesty is good and honesty is right. And when you've had to tell lies in your life, or I shouldn't say had to, when you've told lies in your life, you feel icky about them when you think about them. That's how the communist feels about lying. His moral framework tells him that lies are demanded. Lies are expected. You better lie. We are fighting a demonic revolution. Lies are required of you. So you will lie or you will get in trouble. If you ever get yourself into a situation where you absolutely positively have to tell the truth, then you better barely tell the truth, barely, and then get out of that as humanly possible and go back to lying. They just lie about everything all the time. It's like breathing for them. It's just like breathing for them. People who are normal don't appreciate and have never appreciated and frankly will never be able to appreciate the depth of depravity of communists. And I say that and I really want you to understand this, and I would encourage you to do this. They even have books on tape if you're not a reader. I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to go read about the Russian Revolution or Mao's Cultural Revolution or any place where a communist revolution took place. It's crazy how common it is. Normal people could never accept it. Well, they wouldn't do that. Well, they wouldn't just say that if it wasn't a little bit true. I bet you have normies in your life who say things like that when you point out lies. No, they didn't abandon they didn't arrest a 5-year-old boy. That's not true at all. His dad abandoned him and they took him in. I bet you the normies have said things to you like, well, it may be a little biased. It's not a complete lie. Normies in every country, in every period of time, have never been able to accept they're dealing with demons who lie on purpose. They're just the most bottom barrel scum, and they always have been. Do some emails. Before we do emails, I have to play a little bit of Jasmine Crockett. Before we do that, let's do this. Do you want to hire somebody? Are you finding the hiring process to be frustrating? Can't find someone good, right? Takes forever. Jesse, no one shows up for interviews. Jesse this, Jesse that. Well, look, I have a solution. It's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes your life easier by putting the best candidates in front of you immediately. They use technology to do this. This matching technology. Top candidates get invited to your job immediately. It's the hiring site employers prefer the most based on G2. 4 out of 5. Find somebody good the first day. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to those emails, before I make fun of Jasmine Crockett, I want to address a question Jewish producer Chris just asked me during the break. He asked if I ever shot a black powder rifle or pistol. Now, for you non-gun types, just know that's the old ones, the ones you see in Revolutionary War movies. That's the kind of thing he's talking about. So I'll tell you what I told Chris. No, and I don't want to. Let me explain why. I think it's going to be a lot louder and smokier than you think it's going to be, Chris. Have you ever heard the term flash in the pan? You ever heard that term, Chris? You've heard the term, right? Do you know where that term comes from? Okay. I told you that I have a couple history episodes coming. I don't know when they're coming. I'm waist deep in research right now, so I don't know when they're going to be ready. But one of them is going to be on Napoleon's disastrous retreat from Russia, one of the most horrible, amazing stories you'll ever hear in your life. But flash in the pan, actually comes from that era. What does that mean? What is a flash in the pan? Well, those rifles in that era, here's how it worked. You had a cartridge. It was encased in paper, all right? It was encased in paper. You didn't just pour a little black powder down the barrel and then stuff the ball down the barrel and then fire it, you see. You poured the black ball down the barrel, or poured the powder, then the black ball down the barrel. Yes, you did all that and stuffed it down there, but you also had to do something else. You had to take a little bit of that powder, and you had to pour it back where... I'm trying to explain this to non-gun people. Sorry, non-gun people, there are going to be some terms I just can't break down for you. You had to pour it where the hammer goes. The hammer is the thing that clicks forward, all right? You had to pour it back there where the hammer goes. The idea was, back then, you pulled the trigger, the hammer would come down, and that would create a little mini explosion. Then you wanted that mini explosion back by the hammer, back by the pan. It was the pan. You wanted that mini explosion to create another explosion in the barrel, which shot the ball out the end of the barrel, hopefully into whoever you happened to trying to kill at the moment. You with me? But there was something that happened. It was so common that they created a phrase for it. That something was this. Everything was so unreliable and wet and miserable that you would drop that hammer, you would get this loud explosion smoke back by your face, only it would not set off the secondary explosion in the barrel. Therefore, that barrel was still had powder. It still had a ball in it. That was known as a flash in the pan. The pan had a flash. It didn't set it off. And so maybe you're doing what Chris is doing and just shrugging your shoulders saying, I got it. Oh, well, I'm glad you got it. You do know these things were so loud and so miserable and so confusing to shoot that oftentimes the soldier who just experienced a flash in the pan did not know he experienced a flash in the pan. He pulled out a new cartridge, loaded a brand new cartridge into the barrel, and if the next one happened to go off, the weapon exploded in his face, blowing his head off. That's what it's like to shoot those old black powder pieces of crap. Just enjoy modern technology, Chris. What? 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 Chris said it's a range gun. Oh, yeah, because weapons never explode in your face on the range, Chris. Now, I'm not saying it's going to explode in your face. That was not my point. My point was, it's not as cool as the movies make it seem. It's loud and smoky, and they're slow, by the way. You're used to pulling the trigger, and boom, it goes off. You pull the trigger, and it goes forward, and then there's a delay. You know what? I want you to experience it one time, Chris. I bet you money you'll never get to 10 rounds. I bet you money you're going to get to one or two rounds and you're going to say, this friggin' sucks. I'm going to shoot something else. What? You know what? That's a very good point. Chris just said, do I expect him to buy the supplies and not use all of them? You're right. I misspoke. Of course, you will have to use every ounce of everything you bought, and then you'll probably piecemeal it out and sell it on eBay or something like that. I'm sure you're going to make 15% on the whole thing. I just don't think the actual shooting, I don't think you're going to enjoy it as much as you think you are. Just be happy for modern technology. Hey, gala goer. It was one gala, all right? I noticed on air sometimes you struggle with cursing, although you haven't been bleeped out like James Carville needs all the time. Good Marine discipline. How often do you curse off the air? I don't curse. Do I curse on the air, Chris? I'd do that. Oh, Chris says I get close. Well, when I get mad. I try to not do that off the air either because I have sons. I am not thrilled to admit that in situations where I'm assembling something and it's not assembling properly, I'm fixing something around the house and I bang my hand or something isn't going right, that my boys have heard me say things that I wish they had not heard me say. And then because they're just rotten, They will throw it in my face. Dad, remember when you said this? Dad, remember when you said that? I don't want to be that person. Sometimes stuff doesn't go together correctly and it upsets me. Pure Talk goes right all the time. You know why? Because you get to speak to an American. You know who I talked to earlier today? I'm still dealing with UPS because they stole my jacket. And that's not the bad part. I mean, of course, I want my jacket back, but that's not the bad part. The bad part is calling UPS because every single time, you know what I'm going to hear on the other end?
You will go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace has the power of the dark light. It is that place. Kill my people.
I'm sitting there screaming, can I just talk to the manager? Happened today. I talked to the manager. You know, do you know what the manager sounded like?
You will go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is...
You know, Pure Talk hires Americans who speak English. When you get a hold of Pure Talk, it only takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch your cell service. You'll not only pay less, you'll patronize the patriotic company that hires Americans. You don't have to deal with Indiana Jones nonsense. An American. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
This is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a proud American citizen. I'm celebrating America's 250th birthday on my podcast, Newt's World, with 15 special episodes. And I've got some great guests, Walter Isaacson, Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer.
I will be working because it's a big, big day. I'll be in Washington and have all kinds of coverage through the day of America 250.
Rachel Campos Duffy.
There's nothing like American music. We're the home of rock and roll. We're the home of rap. We're the home of pop music.
Eric Metaxas. Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors, along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
The story of the national anthem and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Join me, and let's celebrate America's 250. Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Tuesday. All right, so I have to get to this. Oh, Jasmine Crockett. There, politics in general, it invites people in who lack shame. That's not unique to any country or any one political party. It's just when your job is to get elected, you have to earn the approval of enough people in your area, and that's how you gain power. That kind of a job is inevitably going to invite the kind of people who will just do and say anything they have to get elected and stay elected. I realize that. And that's not saying that all of them are that way. Remember, I always have to throw that in there. There really are. Don't get too disheartened. There are really wonderful people there. There are. But sometimes you get someone who's like that on steroids, and I don't know what it is. Part of me, if I'm being honest, you can probably already hear it in my voice, part of me almost admires it. What would it be like to just be completely unencumbered by any morals whatsoever, any feelings of the need to be honest or good or anything like that? What if you could just take that away from you? It's not that I want you to be that way or that I want to be that way. That's not what I'm saying, but well, I guess I'll put it this way. There's a bad part of all of us, I suppose. Certainly a bad part of me. That occasionally has some version of this thought experiment. Maybe it just lasts for a second in your mind, 5 seconds, and then it goes away. But there's a version of all of us that thinks about, what if I had a day, a week, a year, where I could do and say whatever I wanted without any consequences at all? I would never get in trouble. I could just do and say whatever I wanted, and it was essentially a get-out-of-jail-free card. If you want to walk into Little Caesars and just grab a pepperoni pizza and not pay for it, you can. You want to just drive through every red light. You don't even want to stop. You can just do that. If somebody makes you mad at work, you just walk up and just suck them right in the jaw. You can just do and say whatever you want with no consequences. Every human being, I like to believe, maybe I just say that to make myself feel better, every human being has at least a moment where they think about that. With people like Democrats, certainly people like Jasmine Crockett, in a way, they live that out. And I hate them. It's low. It's evil. It's scummy. But you almost have to admire it. Here's Jasmine Crockett. She's now running for Senate in Texas. You see, she can't be hood rat Jasmine Crockett anymore from her hood rat district. Now she has to attempt to be a reasonably normal human being. So now she has to give interviews talking like this.
I've always been someone who has been intellectual. I was top 10% of my class at Texas Southern my first year in law school. I was always very much kind of digging in and wanted to understand. I was always the person that would bring the receipts and wouldn't back down. So, you know.
You're always clapping back, too?
I was.
Now, that sounds like a very reasonable, normal person. Shoot. Top 10% of her class. Of course, she did have to throw in my first year of law school. I guess years 2 and 3 didn't go well. Anyway, her first year, top 10%. You hear how normal she sounded? Just a normal person. That's wild. I wonder what happened to this girl.
People get offended and try to say I'm too black, but the reality is that y'all never let the fact that I am black go. So I'm going to be clear about one thing. I know my good black history, but this looks like modern day slave patrols.
Where'd she go? The new Jasmine Crockett running for Senate sounds like this.
I've always been someone who has been intellectual. I was top 10% of my class at Texas Southern my first year in law school.
The old Jasmine Crockett sounded like this.
Maybe because these people, they are crazy because they always talk about how Christian they is. Yeah, I don't know how many of them on that side are getting divorced because they getting caught up sleeping with their
That's funny. This is Jasmine Crockett. I got this from Western Lensman. I want to make sure he gets credit. This is Jasmine Crockett. She's on a television station in East Texas running for Senate.
I think that the role of immigration enforcement is important. I don't think that this current iteration of ICE is what any of us believes is right. You know, we know that even I think as early.
Here was hood rat Congresswoman.
Maybe because these people, they are crazy because they always talk about how Christian they is. Yeah, I don't know how many of them on that side are getting divorced because they getting caught up sleeping with their.
Now, that's dishonest, obviously. I obviously don't know which version of Jasmine Crockett is real. When I say real, I mean when she gathers with friends and family or colleagues in Washington, D.C., when they're going out to Red Lobster. I don't know if her friends and family hear this.
I think that the role of immigration enforcement is important.
Or this.
Maybe because these people, they are crazy. Because they always talk about how Christian they is.
But one of them is a lie. One of them is an outright lie. And it's a lie on camera. Think about how shameless you have to be to just change how you talk to that degree, depending on what office you're running for, depending on what crowd you're speaking in front of. Think about it. She lives some version of that fantasy you and I just discussed a couple minutes ago. She lives it out. What would you say if you just wanted to get elected and you didn't have any morals at all? You had nothing holding you back from speaking how you wanted to speak for whatever group. You had to tailor make your speech to whatever group you happen to be speaking in front of. Think of how, in a way, freeing it would be, unencumbered by the burdens of honesty. And that's how these people are. It just blows me away. Blows me away. One of my favorite things in the world, as I said, it's always been, in fact, it is my favorite thing in politics. Always has been, always will be, Democrats pandering to black people. It's always been funny. It'll always be funny. And it's not just the white ones who have to do it. Jasmine Crockett does it. Of course, Gavin Newsom did it. Hillary did it. Pete Buttigieg did it. Joe Biden was just terrible at it. They all seem to do it over and over and over again. Nothing against it. Just what you do if you want power. Jesse, I just read the food chapter in your Little Red Book. You are correct. Food sucks. By the way, Little Red Book, it's free. JesseKelly.com. They're going to send it to you free. You just put in your email address. JesseKelly.com. You put in your email address and they send it free. This guy says, honest question. Is there any way to try and enjoy the Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits without being exposed to the Red Lobster fishy smell? I haven't noticed that about Red Lobster. Maybe you walked into the wrong Red Lobster. I've been to Red Lobsters all over the United States of America. I would dare say I have been in more Red Lobster locations than any person in the United States of America, except for the people who work there, right? Corporate has to go visit. But if you don't work for Red Lobster, I bet you I've been to more Red Lobsters than anyone else in the United States of America. I have never once noticed a fish smell at all. All I notice is deliciousness. That's all I notice. One more segment. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. I love doing this job. I'm telling you what, I do have a good time. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, I'm going to play it again. Shout out to the wonderful team over on Megyn Kelly's show, because they're the ones who put this together, not me. If you are politically undecided, old, maybe you're young, feeling things out there. Which side do you want to land on? You got your own life. You can make your own choices. Only one side is going to lead to any kind of happiness or contentment. Here's J.D. Vance alongside Michelle Obama.
There are certainly sacrifices that come along with this life.
Our kids are little. We're going to have to move.
There are also a lot of good things.
It's expensive to live in the White House.
What a blessing it is to be here.
There were moments when I didn't feel like I got enough attention.
We live in this beautiful, very protected mansion that the American people have gifted us.
Many people don't know. I mean, much is not covered.
Most of our meals are prepared for us, so we don't have to worry as much about cooking.
You're paying for every food, every bit of food that you eat.
There are a lot of things that in some ways make having a baby easier.
How do you raise kids in the White House? It's dangerous.
You don't have to worry about TSA lines when you're the vice president. Air Force Two makes transportation pretty easy.
We had to pay for their travel to be on the plane.
My attitude towards kids.
They're a hassle.
What the hell have we gotten ourselves into? No more kids.
They mess you up.
Then we had a second, then we had a third, and now both of us are just like, What's one more?
Whatever.
Be careful what path you choose, okay? Be very, very careful. Also, speaking of careful, this guy, Scott Wiener, he's been a California state senator for a while. Now, this audio is a little older, but I thought I would play it again because he's always seems to be sponsoring some sort of legislation that makes life easier on sex offenders and people like that. Now, you can go look up Scott Wiener. I wouldn't recommend doing it, but you'll find him at all these LGBTQ parades, you know, wearing the leather and everything else because he can't just be quiet about it. He says something interesting here.
We know that the sex offender registry contains a massive array of crimes, including, I don't know, having sex in a car or in a park. That gets you on the sex offender registry. We also know that LGBTQ people have been massively and disproportionately targeted and subjected to being slammed onto the sex offender registry.
Is that a fact? I'm just trying to process this. I wonder why that would be. You know what? I think I'll play it one more time. I'm just trying to figure this out. Why would it be that the people that do that would... Why would they... Well, let me play it again.
We know that the sex offender registry contains a massive array of crimes, including, I don't know, having sex in a car or in a park. That gets you on the sex offender registry. We also know that LGBTQ people have been massively and disproportionately targeted and subjected to being slammed onto the sex offender registry. That's the whole history.
I wonder why that would be. Hey, Jesse, do you think all the protesting and violence will backfire against Democrats in November? Well, did it backfire so far? Here's what I mean. We no longer have the street demonstrations in Minnesota because we pulled 700 agents out of Minnesota. Did the communists, with their street activism, getting two of their street animals killed, did they learn a lesson that street activism works or that street activism doesn't work? Which lesson did they learn? I've been warning this. You're dealing with sharks. Sharks, when they smell blood, when they get around a dead whale carcass, they just go crazy. Their tiny little brains don't even work, and they just start biting everything. They'll bite other sharks. They lose their minds in what's known as a feeding frenzy. That's where the term comes from, a feeding frenzy. The exact same thing happens with communists when they do street activism and find it to be effective. If you are doing something that causes the communists to take it to the streets and they see you backing off, they're going to feel like they won. And the next time you try it somewhere, they're going to double down and triple down because you told them it works. And there was a time when I used to think, well, this communist street animal activity, it's going to backfire on them. Remember the St. George Floyd protests? The St. George Floyd protests, they happened before the 2020 election. Now, I know Democrats stole the election, so let's pause on that. But even without Democrat thievery, Joe Biden and the Democrats were not rejected overwhelmingly by the American people after they put American cities to the torch across the country. That was a 100% Democrat-inspired thing, Democrat-funded thing. It has destroyed cities in this country, murder through the roof, the animals let out of jail. The results of the Black Lives Matter protests have been awful for the country. Democrats paid no political price for that at all. Logical people like you think that looks terrible. Surely the American people will reject it. That's what I used to think too. I haven't seen any evidence of that. I haven't seen any poll numbers to say that. People vote. The normies who decide elections vote on their pocketbook. Here was Trump.
I think we have the greatest economy actually ever in history.
Now we have the hottest country anywhere in the world. That's said by everybody. We have the hottest country in the world. I guess I have to sell that because we should win in a landslide, and we'll do everything we can to do it.
Right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Europe replacing U.S. nuclear deterrence is not realistic, Finnish defense minister says. Yes, as Europe starts to decide we should take our defense seriously, they're looking around at their industry, their fighting men, their welfare systems, and they're realizing, uh-oh, I guess you can't do that overnight. French wealth tax shortfall fuels debate amid California billionaire tax proposal. Yes. High taxes on the wealthy just makes you poorer. I'm sorry. We'll be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
On Newsworld World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. And I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.